Our scripture reading comes to us this morning from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 6, and it's entitled, A Call to Holy Living. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. The second scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 through 12. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Many of you have watched the film, Harry Potter, right? A lot of kids, they love Harry Potter, and there are many scenes you may remember, and I bet one of them is the dining room of the Hogwarts school. It is a beautiful ceiling with so many stars and candles. And did you know that John Wesley went to that school? All right. I don't mean John Wesley went to Hogwarts. He was not a wizard. What I meant is Harry Potter, that was taken in a college called the Christ Church College, which is a part of Oxford University. In the movie, there are four lines of dining tables. But actually, it has only three lines. But they made it four lines by computer graphics. And I don't know which one of them, or maybe all of them, John Wesley had a meal with his friend. So in England, they have different system, university system from us. For them, a university means a college, group of colleges. And they are all called a university. And Christ Church College, it is one of the most prestigious, the best one at Oxford University. And John Wesley went to that college for his undergraduate and master's degree. So 300 years ago, John Wesley walked into that college and had meals in the dining room, just like the student in the film, Harry Potter. And he was wearing some sort of similar dress code when he went to school. From the last week, we were talking about John Wesley, the founder of our Methodist movement. And I hope we may learn about our spiritual DNA as Methodists and hope to see revival in our heart. Revival in our faith and revitalization of our church and through our church in our local community and beyond. Amen? Amen. So during his study at Oxford, two things happened. The first one, he was ordained as a priest of the Church of England. And the second one was, he was unanimously elected a fellow of Lincoln College at Oxford. Fellow means professor at the time. So he was elected the high honor, and he was elected a professor of Greek and philosophy at Oxford University. And he was also functioning as a chaplain at the university. So at this part, we may see the integration of spirituality and intellect that was really, really important to Wesley. And I want us to remember that founder of a Methodist movement, he was a philosophy professor at Oxford University. Usually, when you think about revival and pastor, when you think about some pastor like that, you may imagine the pastor preaching on fire. When you think about theory preachers, some of them, yes, they went to school, and many of them, they didn't go to any seminary. But we don't usually think of them as a philosophy professor at Oxford, Harvard, Princeton, or University of Chicago, or Boston, or Northwestern. Anyway, Methodist revival. But we may see Methodist revival was started by a professor, and the Methodist movement began in a classroom at Oxford University. That fact points to something fundamental in our DNA as Methodist. That is the integration of intellect and heart. Our brain and our heart. So many people, particularly those who left their church, they have so much misunderstanding of our Christian belief. And they think some Christian beliefs are absurd. For example, the earth, was it created 6,000 years ago? Or are we supposed to believe or take every single sentence of the Bible verse without any reasoning or any historical background? And even many Christians think when they come into the church, come into the sanctuary, they have to check and leave their brain in front of the church. Do you have your brain with you right now? Yes, yes. Please, right? We are meant to do that. I hope you bring your brain with you when you come into this sanctuary. Let me give you a fun story. In the early 1900s, Presbyterians, they were so proud. They were so proud of their intellect. And Baptists, they were so proud of their enthusiastic passion for evangelism. So they were sometimes making fun of each other. One of them said, "You know what? You guys have only brain. You don't know the power of the Holy Spirit." And the other one said, "Huh, you don't know how to read." And some of the Presbyterians, they often said, "Methodists, they are the Baptists who can read." I don't know whom they tried to offend, but what they expressed, that was Methodist. They were so enthusiastic about evangelical movement and mission, as well as our pursuing intellect. Methodists paid a huge effort to make integrity between intellect and evangelism. And Wesley, John Wesley, he was often called a reasonable enthusiast. He was reasonable and relevant, as well as enthusiastic. So in this identity, so many Methodists started colleges and universities in this country and the world. In the United States only, there are about 300 schools, colleges, and universities which were started by Methodists. Northwestern, Boston, Duke, Drew, Syracuse, Southern Methodist University, Emory, University of Southern California, Vanderbilt, and so many of them. And I bet many of you heard about them. Intellect is very important in our Methodist movement, and it goes into our faith. And our scripture reading today starts with this in 1 Peter. It says, prepare your mind in action. And all the scripture readings. And we are meant to engage our intellect, our thought. God gave us brain. And God doesn't want us to shut it off. Leave that outside the church. God doesn't want that to happen. That is a gift for us. And God wants us to use it. When Methodist movement spread so fast, John Wesley wrote a letter that was called The Character of a Methodist, which defines who we are as Methodists. And at the very first paraphrase, he said, but to all opinion which do not strike at the root of Christianity, I believe that is love, God's love and mercy and forgiveness. As to all the opinion which do not strike at the root of Christianity, we think, he said, and let people think. That is who we are. And I want to ask you, are we doing something for our integrity between our intellect and our passion for Christ, our brain and our heart? Are we discussing with our family and friends about our faith journey? So many kinds of things happen in our lives. Sometimes we don't know why and what we need to do. And we have encountered so many things we are not able to answer. When these things happen, are we able to talk about what it means to be Christians? And are we able to talk about what other religions in this world which exist? And I'm really grateful we have a few Bible study groups going on in our church. And I really want to encourage you to join one of them or all of them. Or you may make one group and lead. We need to talk about our life, our faith. And we need to talk about so many issues and topics around the world, and we need to pray for one another. So when he was a college student, Wesley was remembered a normal kid, college boy. He loved talking. I think he was an extroverted person. He loved talking and discussing with his friends. And he loved beer and card game, which was not that preferred in his time. But anyway, he loved that. And he was a really smart one. But other than, he was just a normal college boy. But when he was 21 years old, his parents encouraged him to be a pastor. Yes, surely he thought he was going to be a priest. But actually, teaching priest at a university. He didn't think of being a pastor of a local church, but his parents nurtured him and encouraged him to be a parish priest. So he responded to that calling. Here, I want us to remember. You may hear some people say, yes, I heard God's voice. I heard God's calling. Yes, that's really good. That's great. But so many people around us, just like John Wesley, hear God's calling through their family, through their friends. And you could be a messenger of God to your family and friends. So we need to talk God talk in our faith journey, in our family, with our friends. Anyway, when he responded to his calling, John Wesley, he was not sure. He was not sure if he was a true Christian or not. Just think about that. he has been his entire life a Christian, and he went to seminary, and he is now ordained priest, and now he's questioning, wondering if he is a real Christian. So he began his devotional every day. He's a smart one, so he had his theology down and tried to integrate his faith with his theology. And one of the books he read was Rules and Exercises of Holy Living, written by Jeremy Taylor. And one of the scripture verses in that book was the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31. It says, "Whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." That was the basic premise of the book. What Jeremy Taylor said was, when you do everything for the glory of God, every conversation, every meal, every small decision, and every small action, then it could be an act of worship. Every single one of them, one of those, can be an act of worship, an act of prayer. When we are seeking to live for the glory of God, everything we do may be an act of worship. So John Wesley kept praying a short prayer with that scripture. And one more scripture verse from Psalm 115, verse 1. It says, "Not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory." Not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory. That was a short prayer, but very powerful. And this short prayer changed his life. And I really want to encourage you to have your own short prayer. You may pray every day and every moment. And I have my own. If you have listened carefully to my pastoral prayer, you have recognized that I pray every time in a short prayer. That is, "Lord, be with us and help us be with you." I pray that. And I'm really happy with that because the first half is already done. The first half is, "Lord, be with us." That is fact. God is with us, so I get my prayer answered every day. Half of them is already answered. What matter is the last half. Help us be with you. What matter in my prayer is that it is us who needs to realize God's presence in our lives, and we need courage to live by God's will. And let me tell you, Martin Luther, the reformer, he had his own prayer. Whenever he washed his face in the morning, he prayed, "God, I remember my baptism. I remember your love, forgiveness, and grace. And I'm going to live today as your beloved one." That was his prayer. So today, I want to encourage you to find your own short prayer. Or you may follow John Wesley. "Not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory." So after he graduated from his master, Wesley came back to his hometown and became an associate pastor in Epworth, his hometown. Oh, yes. His hometown, he became an associate pastor. I know what that means because my first church was my hometown, my home church. I preached right in front of my pastor and my parents. And he was right there for 2 years until he was unanimously elected a professor of one of the colleges at Oxford University. And at the time, his little brother, Charles Wesley, he went to Christ Church College at Oxford. And he asked John Wesley, his brother, to help him. He says, "John, it's not easy for us to live as real Christians here. So many people, they simply say they are Christians, but being a Christian should be more than that. So can you help us? Can you help us and guide us? So John Wesley joined Charles Wesley and his two brothers and two friends, and they started gathering. And they called their gathering Holy Club. They gathered every day, early in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, and they prayed together. They gathered every day for worship and Bible study, and they fasted until 3 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday, and they had the communion every week, just like we have. And they went to prison to preach gospel and help the poor and homeless people every week. And they had their own manual of their act and exercises of faith. So people started to call them Methodists because they thought maybe John and Charles, they know some kind of method to be a Christian. Do you know the method to be a Christian? We are called the Methodist because somebody thought we know the method to be a Christian in our practices of faith. Four young people in their 20s, they started gathering and pursuing the glory of God in their daily lives. They gathered in a classroom, and this small group of young people, they made a huge revival movement. So I want to wrap it up. We need to use our brain, and at the same time, we are hungry, we are thirsty for the Holy Spirit. We need to make the integration between our brain and our heart for the glory of God. Your brain is a gift from God, just like your heart. And I want to encourage you to have a small group and prayer group and covenant group in our church. We need to have our back with one another. It will make a huge difference in your lives. And I want us to remember four people, young people in a classroom. That was the beginning of our Methodist movement. God is using in our gathering, no matter that is big or small, if we have hope in God. Amen.